I'm Antonia Gonzalez, and this is Our Living Lands. In the Arctic, temperatures are rising four times faster than the rest of the world. For Indigenous people in the Arctic, these shifts can be life-changing. Our Living Lands producer Daniel Spalding spoke to Priscilla Frankson, an Inupiaq researcher, about climate change's impact in the Arctic.
Can you share what life is like in the Arctic from your perspective, especially during winter?
So all of the ice is where the walrus, the bearded seals, all of the smaller seals, that's where they live and that's what they follow. And so for us, we follow the ice because the ice has food on it. And so by the time it hits June, which is when I go home a lot, the ice is still there. It's usually getting ready to break off. And so it'll still be close to shore. And we just go over to the big patches of ice. And so obviously winter is really important for that freeze up to have and make sure that the ice is ready when the animals are there or when they start coming in.
And how is climate change affecting the land and animals and the traditional ways of life in your territory? And what are some of the changes that you've seen?
So most of the work that I do is very much based around subsistence hunting and the protection through policies, through laws, and the more inability of laws and policies to protect our way of life specifically. A lot of the main areas that they cover are in Northwest Alaska. So a lot of the food that we eat is our two main keystone species are bowhead whale and caribou. And unfortunately, because of rising temperatures, because of differences in the way that climate is changing, and a lot of many, many, many other factors, the caribou are migrating at different times. So they're not going through our area like they used to, or they're not going through areas that they would historically go through.
And speaking of caribou, that leads up to my next question. Could you share a little bit about your research and the work that you do, relating to the caribou and how traditional knowledge and indigenous foodways come together in your research and community efforts?
Yeah. With caribou specifically and a lot of other animals that we catch, they're pre-colonization. They were our own governing systems that would allow us to make sure that we never overhunted, that we never overharvested, we never took more than we needed. And so we had our own system prior to these written laws and policies. And so because they weren't written, they were not seen as important as more institutional written laws. And so then you have these systems where we have our own laws and rules that we follow, but we're then forced to follow rules that are implemented from outside entities.
In what ways are your people adapting to climate change and the other, many challenges that they might face? And how does tradition guide your response to these changes?
The Arctic is warming at, four times the rate as other places. There are a lot of changes happening, but at the end of the day, it is just something that we also have to adapt to. We're having to change the times when we hunt caribou, or because they're at such a low number, we just have to stop hunting these ones specifically as much. But I think it would be really, really wonderful to have that seat at the table, to have a big voice in policy and to make sure that our voices within the community are heard at larger levels.
And can you share with our listeners a little bit about what home sounds like?
So some of my favorite sounds that I hear are the aluminum boat, and then you hear little pieces of ice just hitting against the boat, and you hear the water. A cloudy day and it's still very beautiful and it's really cold. I think it was June when I recorded this video and I was in full winter gear. I had my big boots on, I had my snow pants, I had my hat, and three jackets. So that kind of gives you an idea of how cold it is still. And plus you're on the water where there's ice, and so that's even colder too. It's such a special feeling being home.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.